Dengan semakin banyaknya wanita yang memasuki dunia kerja, permintaan untuk layanan penitipan anak yang sesuai dan terjangkau juga semakin besar. Biaya penitipan anak bervariasi dan seringkali sulit untuk menavigasi sistem yang ada. Jadi, bagaimana Anda dapat mengetahui layanan apa saja yang tersedia? Serta apakah keluarga Anda memenuhi syarat untuk mengakses subsidi pemerintah? Laporan berikut ini disusun oleh Amy Wang. Penitipan anak telah digunakan secara luas di Australia. Biro Statistik Australia ABS menunjukkan bahwa pada tahun 2014, sekitar setengah dari jumlah anak di bawah usia 12 tahun menghadiri beberapa jenis penitipan anak. Samantha Page adalah CEO dari Early Childhood Australia, organisasi advokasi utama di Australia untuk anak-anak berusia dini. Dirinya mengatakan, ada pertanyaan penting yang harus dipikirkan ketika kita memilih penyedia layanan penitipan anak.
What kind of hours you want to use, in what days of the week and how many hours, whether you want the service to be close to your home or close to your work, what things matter to you in terms of how your child is looked after.
Penitipan anak harian adalah pilihan yang paling umum untuk orang tua dengan anak-anak yang berusia prasekolah. Menurut Australian Institute of Family Studies, pada tahun 2011, sekitar 45% dari anak-anak berusia 2 hingga 3 tahun dititipkan di tempat penitipan harian yang panjang atau long daycare.
If you're going to work and you want a service that's open early in the morning and open late in the evening and gives you full day coverage, then long daycare is a good way to go because those services are often open early and close late and provide a full long day of care and the centre is staffed so that there are plenty of educators available to provide that service and usually they provide food and lots of good activities, interesting things for children to do at all ages.
Family daycare adalah layanan yang disetujui yang disediakan di rumah para pendidik itu sendiri. Penitipan anak model ini berada di lingkungan yang lebih mirip seperti di rumah dibandingkan dengan pusat-pusat penitipan yang panjang lainnya. Sebuah studi oleh ABS terhadap Childhood Education and Care menemukan 2,5% dari anak-anak Australia menghadiri penitipan keluarga di tahun 2014.
If you're looking for shorter hours or it's more important to you that your child is in a small group and has really strong relationship with a single educator and that you can manage the hours that are offered, then family daycare might be the alternative service to look at.
Model penitipan ini juga menjadi pilihan pertama Samantha Page ketika dirinya harus kembali bekerja.
I wanted the service close to where I was working. I wanted to be able to go and breastfeed the baby for the first few months while I was back at work, and I wanted the child in a small group with just one educator. But what it meant was that I didn't have quite the flexibility with hours, and the educator only had a spot on certain days. And after a while, when I was picking up more hours at work, by then I'd stopped breastfeeding. Long daycare was a better fit for me in terms of the hours that I was working.
Selain itu, tersedia juga jasa layanan penitipan anak di luar jam sekolah.
For older children who are at school but parents are working and they need care either before school or after school or in the school holidays, those programs are usually linked to the school, so you usually decide where your child is going to go to school and ask them about the outside school hours options that are available connected to that school, because what's usually important to parents is the care is either on the school or very close to the school that the children can safely travel to the after school care or from before school care to school.
Para orang tua dapat mengetahui ranking dari jasa penyedia layanan penitipan anak melalui website Australian Children's Education and Care Quality Authority.
There is a national quality framework and they get a rating of either working towards the national quality standard, meeting the national quality standard, or exceeding the national quality standard.
Ada dua bentuk bantuan terkait dengan biaya penitipan anak yang diberikan oleh pemerintah Australia untuk keluarga-keluarga yang memenuhi syarat, yakni berupa Child Care Benefit dan Child Care Rebate. Child Care Benefit tersedia bagi keluarga yang memenuhi income test yang dilakukan oleh Department of Human Services.
The Child Care Benefit pays a proportion of the fee. It is means tested, so it depends on your household income as to how much Child Care Benefit you're eligible for, but that will pay sort of up to about $4 an hour of the fee.
Di sisi lain, child care rebate tidaklah tergantung pada jumlah penghasilan selama orang tua tersebut memenuhi syarat bekerja, pelatihan, ataupun studi dalam satu minggunya. Rebate ini dapat berjumlah hingga 50% dari biaya penitipan anak dengan batas maksimal $7,500 per anak. Namun demikian, pemerintah mensyaratkan agar anak telah diimunisasi untuk kemudian bisa memperoleh bantuan pembayaran tersebut. Keluarga juga perlu mendaftarkan diri ke Centrelink dan menggunakan jasa layanan penitipan anak yang telah disetujui ataupun terdaftar.
The childcare rebate reimburses you effectively 50% of your out-of-pocket expenses. For example, you're using a long daycare centre that charges $100 a day. You might be eligible for up to $40 or $46 of that covered by childcare benefit. And then of the remaining $60 you've got to pay, you might get $30 of that back through the childcare rebate.
Biaya layanan ini bervariasi tergantung tipe penitipan anak yang dipilih. Para orang tua hendaknya berkomunikasi dengan Centrelink untuk dapat mengetahui berapa jumlah subsidi yang bisa mereka peroleh.
Long daycare, for example, usually charges per day because you're paying for the flexibility of the service being available all day. You're not just paying for the hours that your child attends. Whereas family daycare often have shorter days or sessions of care or may bill per hour or part of an hour. So the pricing is a bit different. So it really depends on how many hours you need and what service you're going to use as to what the cost will be. And of course, what subsidy eligibility you have.
Tempat penitipan anak yang ternama di tengah kota cenderung memiliki daftar tunggu yang lama, sehingga para orang tua perlu mendaftarkan anaknya sedini mungkin.
Look, it depends where you live. It's worth wherever you are living to check out how the services are around you pretty early on. So if you're expecting a baby or you have recently had a baby, you might want to get in touch with the services around your area to find out whether they have a waiting list and how long that waiting list is.